The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engine. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
And welcome to Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Marhillmount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school basketball this evening on K-Radio. We're in the Northeast Kansas League, the Pleasant Ridge Rams, hosted by MHMA. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer, do-it-all guy, he's back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here at the gym. Public address announcer, just beginning to introduce the starters to the crowd. So with that being done, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the visitor tonight, Pleasant Ridge. They come into the ballgame at 2-2 in the season, 2-2 in the conference under head coach Laurie Gann. And they're going to be starting Maddie Heim and Riley Cox, Mia Ernson, Kelsey Coe, and Ava Potter. Five juniors starting for Pleasant Ridge tonight. For Marhillmount Academy and head coach Luke Noel, MHMA is going to be starting a couple of seniors, Scarlett Bankley and Hannah Coker. Juniors, Hope Banowitz and Bethany Urban. And a freshman, Caitlin Folsom. MHMA in the home whites with gold and black. For Pleasant Ridge, it is their navy and gold. Looking out on the court, MHMA just now making its way from their sideline. It'll be Folsom coming out of the center circle to jump. She will be leaping against Mia Ernst. No, they're going to have Scarlett jump. Scarlett Bankley will jump. Here we go, set to go, and hope you enjoy it. High school basketball this evening here on K-Radio. The ball goes up, the tip of the way, it'll be pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. Ridge with a basketball, and Kelsey Coe will bring it up the floor. Swing it over to the right side, thinking about the three right out of the gate, and then they won't. Pleasant Ridge is going to bring it out on top. Over to the left side now to Riley. She'll cut into the lane. Skip pass out on top, but we got to travel. So 14 seconds into the ball game, Pleasant Ridge is going to turn it over without having gotten a shot away. And back up the floor with the basketball. Here will come Morehill Mount Academy, Bethany Urban. She'll bring it up on top. Scarlett will take it between the circles. It'll skip pass over to the right side of Coker. Underneath, Folsom up and in for two. Caitlin Folsom for two, and the Lady Ravens will take the early 2-0 lead. Some pressure on the inbound pass by the Lady Ravens, and Pleasant Ridge will handle it with no issues, getting it across the timeline. They work it over to the right side, little right-hand dribble. Now coming up off the top with it is going to be Heim. Maddie skips it over to the left side. MHMA. We're going to see if we can analyze this defense. That looks like 3-2. They'll swing it to the left. Here's a three. Wide to the right side, and the rebound is on the floor. We're going to jump ball call. So Morehill Mount Academy is going to a 3-2 zone defense. The alternate possession will award the ball to MHMA, leading 2-0 with 6:54 to play in the first quarter. Lady Ravens bringing it up the floor, and again, it's going to be Bethany Urban. Bethany will glide to the right side, take it all the way near the baseline, lob it out between the circles to Folsom. She'll dump it left. Now underneath to Scarlett. Scarlett hits the bucket, draws the foul. Scarlett Bagley gets the basket. Coming to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point play. The senior eyes it up and throws it right in there. How about that? Foul, by the way, was on Maddie Heim for Pleasant Ridge. It is 5-0 MHMA. For a minute and a half in, here's a lob inside the left block. The shot in the lane. It's going to be up and good for Ridge. And Ava Potter will have their first points tonight. 5-2, Lady Ravens. And again, you're going to get Bethany Urban running it up the floor. Skips it out on top. Folsom will come up to the high post. Dish it over to the left to Coker. Back out on top, it'll go to Bethany. She really had a serious thought about taking a three-point shot, then decided not to do that. Gets it over to Banowitz. Pope, a little look-away pass on top, and Ravens work the perimeter. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The feed to the free throw line, knocked away from Folsom. She'll kick it back to the left side and out on top. Urban for three. Nope. Rebound Rams. Ava Potter comes down with it. Here comes Maddie Heim into the lane. Goes up with that underhand sweeping shot, anticipating drawing a foul, but the ball rejected out of bounds. No foul called. Back it'll come to Pleasant Ridge at their offensive end. 5:46 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 5-2 ball game. Lady Ravens with the early lead. Pleasant Ridge puts it in play down at the baseline, having a little trouble getting rid of it now. It'll come out on top to Maddie Heim, and Pleasant Ridge is going to go over and back. Pass getting away up top side, kind of rolled around a little bit, and Pleasant Ridge will turn it over. 5.5 to play in the first quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Coker, topside Banowitz, left side of the lane, Folsom in the middle of Scarlett. She gets double teamed, bumped to the floor, and a jump ball is going to be the call. Back it comes to Pleasant Ridge. Lots of sports coming up here at K-Radio. Don't forget, firstly, after this game, the guys' game still coming up. We're going to guess at a maybe 7:30 or so start for that one. Joseph, we're being optimistic here. Here's a three-point shot well off to the right side by Pleasant Ridge. Rebounding it down is going to be MHMA. Now the ball is going to be slapped away from Banowitz. Pick back up of the Lady Rams into the lane. It goes, and a traveling call. First substitution of the ball game for Coach Noel, and that is going to bring Rink into the game. That is going to be Jordan Rink coming in. And she'll be in for Scarlett. So MHMA takes out its leading scorer right now. Out on top is going to be Banowitz for three. It hits it. Pope Banowitz makes it an 8-2 MHMA lead. At 4:40 to play in the first quarter. And coming up the floor, Coker got just a little behind. Reached in to steal the back, picks up her first foul. Foul number one for Morehead Academy. Trying to get the ball brought in. Pleasant Ridge will lob it out on top, and quickly it'll be grabbed up by Kelsey Coe. Into the lane, earns it, turns and shoots and scores. Mia earns it with the bucket, and it's 8-4. Lady Ravens, just over 4 minutes to play in the first, and now an MHMA turnover, a little travel by Rink. She caught the ball, but wasn't quite set where she had hoped to have gotten. Kind of drug the foot a little bit, up with the book on Pleasant Ridge. Still with the ball in the backcourt. Ridge looking to get it across the timeline. Coe will get it outleted into the forecourt to Cox. Her running shot is going to be up off the rim twice and good. Riley Cox with two, and that Lady Raven lead has been trimmed to a possession. It is 8-6, 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Back out top side. Here's the three, up and good for Manowitz. 11-6. And I'm going to tell you what, you do the quick math, consider it halfway through the opening quarter. Okay, so you're going to go eight times that. So they're at an 85-88 point pace. And now we're going to have a collision on the other end. And Bethany Urban stands in and draws the charge. Foul is going to be on Riley Cox. It'll be her first. 3:39 to go in the first quarter. Chasey and MHMA is going to be coming up the court with the basketball. They lead 11-6. It is true, JCN played tonight. They played last night. We were down there watching them with Troy. They're playing again this evening. Back-to-back date. Here's Rink with the basketball over to the baseline right. Bethany not going to take that shot. Little left-hand dribble works her way out toward the top. Gets it over to Folsom. Back and come to Urban. Over to the left side, Banowitz. Slopped to the free throw line and back over to the right to Coker. Hope, back inside to Caitlin. Back outside. The three, up and too strong. Rebounding it down at Pleasant Ridge. Riley Cox will come down with the basketball, and with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, Pleasant Ridge is back down court, trailing by five, 11-6. Ball's going to be knocked away and stolen. Here comes Bethany. It's one-on-one. She's in. She's up. Plus one. Bethany Urban steals it from Kelsey. Kelsey Coe trails her down the court. And then as Bethany was going up for the layup, which she hits, Kelsey Coe commits the foul, her first team foul three. Out of the ball game for MHMA, Hannah Coker back in will come Scarlett Bagley. 2:50 to play in the first. At the line looking for a three-point play, Bethany Urban. The free throw. Yep. It is 14-6. Lady Ravens, that's a lot of points in this quarter so far. 2:45 to play in the first. Skip pass into the forecourt. That's going to be earned with the ball. She'll take it over to the right side. Over on the edge, driving in, a running baseline jump shot is up and good. Knocking up and down is going to be Bella Major, who has just come into the game. 14-8 is the Lady Raven lead. 2:22 to play in the first quarter. Urban dumps it over to the right side. Rink back out to Jordan. Around to the left side. The feet of the free throw line. Folsom kicks it on top. Back left. Middle Folsom. Lobs it down low. Scarlett. 3 seconds is your call. Freshman error by MHMA as they move the ball. You can see what they were trying to do, but could not quite get it to work for them. Rams coming up the floor with it. Emma Murphy will check into the game now for head coach Gann. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Rams on the basketball, trailing by a half dozen. And as it goes over to the left side, good defense by Urban. We get a travel called and three substitutions set to come into the game for the Lady Ravens. And we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge timeout. Taking a break with the Rams at 1:54 to play. Opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, where it is MHMA 14, Pleasant Ridge 8.
Ready to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
out of a timeout. Let's just reset the five on the floor for MHMA. Putting the ball in play for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be Hannah Cody. She'll bring it into Bethany Urban. You're also going to have out on the floor Hannah Coker back in the game. Scarlett Bagley's out there. Running it out is going to be Nora Keckner. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by six. Down to a minute and a half to go first. Here's Keckner from the right side. It's up a little bit too soft. And a rebound pulled down by Ernst, and she is going to be fouled by Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett will pick up her first foul. It's only going to be team foul two. And Pleasant Ridge is going to bring Ava Potter back into the game for Emma Murphy. Walking up court with a basketball into the forecourt, Maddie Heim. Pleasant Ridge, 2-2 on the season. Morehamount Academy, 2-2 on the season. Couple of very similar clubs with how, what kind of success they've had. Now the ball is going to be stolen. Here comes Urban, coast to coast, the driving layup counted. Bethany Urban with five. Now 16-8. We're at a minute five to go in the first quarter. The crowd is not real big. A lot of students, and of course there are boarding students here at Morehamount Academy. A lot of the students have gone as finals were complete earlier today. Nice crowd here from Pleasant Ridge. It is going to be a Lady Raven foul, and the whistle is on Hannah Cody, her first. Team fouls even it up now at three. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Inbound pass, slapped away for a moment, but Ridge is able to corral it. And now their cross-court pass is going to be lost out of bounds into the Lady Raven bench. Valiant effort by Riley Cox trying to save that thing in, but back up the floor. Here comes Barhill Mount Academy. 54 seconds left in the first quarter. Freshman Hannah Cody will bring it up court, dump it over to the right side. Kick it back right on top. Ravens will swing it over to the left. That's going to be Keckner. To Banowitz. Hope comes out topside. 38 seconds to go in the first. Ravens patiently working the ball around the outside, looking to take a 10-point lead at the end of the first. Cody lost the handle for a minute, but is able to kind of push past it. And now it'll be dribbled out on top, and she's going to rescue it there. 25 seconds left in the first. Keckner out on top. The shot by Cody. Well off the mark, and a rebound pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. A big bump, no foul, outlet down the floor, backing up, shot is up, and rattles home. The bucket for Pleasant Ridge, Ava Potter has four. MHMA is going to have to hurry to get a shot away. Pass over to the right side with four. Into the middle, lost for a moment with two, with one. Desperation shot at the buzzer, not close, and that's the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back in Atchison, Kansas after one. Morehill Mount Academy 16, Pleasant Ridge 10.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Here, Haverty Gymnasium on the Morehill Mount Academy campus. We're set to go to the second quarter with a 16-10 MHMA lead. Joseph, the echo has gone away. It kind of has a mind of its own. I prefer when it makes up its mind to leave. Lady Ravens coming out on the court, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, the original starting five out there with Banowitz, and Bagley, Coker, Urban, and Folsom. For Pleasant Ridge, a quick scan. It is going to be their starting five with Potter, Coe, Ernst, Cox, and Heim. Here we go. Lady Ravens putting it in play. We're back at it. Now, Morehill Mount Academy will bump it over to the left side. Feed into the middle, trying to get it to Folsom, but she is not able to handle the entry pass. It'll be stolen away and coming up the floor. Pleasant Ridge, and then trying to make up for it. Folsom instead will pick up the personal foul. It'll be her first. Caitlin Folsom, the MHMA freshman, will have her first foul. Opening quarter scoring for Pleasant Ridge, four. for Potter, two apiece with Cox, Ernston, and Major. For Morehill Mount Academy, half a dozen for Banowitz on a couple of threes. Speaking of threes, here's a three-point shot up, and it will not go in for the Lady Rams, and the rebound going to be pulled down by Bethany. Urban is going to get it away, and Jordan Rink will bring it up the floor. Stops quickly. She about ready to lose a handle on it and gets it away to Bethany Urban. Five in the first half for Bethany, by the way. Three in the half for Scarlett Bagley and Caitlin Folsom with two. Now we're going to have a foul committed by Pleasant Ridge. And as quickly as that, Riley Cox for the Lady Rams will have her second foul of the game. I suspect that will bring her out. It will. Checking in for her is going to be Josie Sloan. Bella Major also is going to come into the game for Mia Ernston. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by six. 7-11 to go in the first half. Into the lane. Folsom shot is up. Hits the bottom of the net and almost goes out of bounds, but Pleasant Ridge is able to corral it, bring it up the floor. Quickly down the court with it. It's going to come Maddie Heim. She'll drive it across to the left side. It's going to be batted away, and Rinkin's going to pick it up. MHMA's outlet for Banowitz. Hope was fast, but was not going to be fast enough to catch that one, as it was way ahead of her, out of bounds. Back it will come to Pleasant Ridge. 16-10 MHMA's Lady Ravens. 6:55 to play in the first. Again, up the floor with it will come Pleasant Ridge. Maddie Heim crosses at the center, a little right-handed dribble, and again, looking into the middle of that 3-2 zone defense implemented by MHMA. Left side with a basketball. Josie Sloan. Back over to the right to Heim. Maddie will feed into the lane. The 8-foot jump shot is up and too softly put up. But the offensive follow will not go in. And a rebound pulled down. Lady Ravens coming up with it. It's going to be Jordan Rink. Outlet to Folsom. Caitlin will put it on the floor a couple of times, driving it up the court. Kick back goes to Urban, whose three is up and short. And rebound ripped free and taken away by Emma Murphy. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. Ridge back down the floor with it, down a half a dozen. It's 6-10 to play in the first half. The feet to the left block. The shot is up, off the window, and good. Ava Potter has a half a dozen points, leads her team. And that is the first bucket of the second quarter for either team at 5:58 to play in the half. Folsom thought about the 15-footer, does it, kicks it over to the left side. The shot by Banowitz is too strong, clears the entire rim, but it's going to be caught on the fly by Coker. Lady Ravens will keep the basketball and run the offense again at 5:40 to go in the half. MHMA leading now by four. Here's another Urban three. That one will be good. Bethany Urban has eight. It is now 19-12. Lady Ravens. Here comes the Lady Rams. They're going to go up with a quick three. It's too strong. Hits the side of the rim. Doesn't go in. Offensive rebound. Push back up. It doesn't go in either. Rink coming up with a rebound. She has not added any points to the game, but she's come up with, I believe, three rebounds now. Doing a nice job on the boards. Morehill Mount Academy up court. Again, what they do basically is they work the perimeter, swing the ball from side to side. That's at the baseline left. Top. Now the left side. They'll feed to the free throw line. And as Folsom tries to drive down the lane from the three free throw line toward the rim, we're going to get a foul called on Pleasant Ridge. Foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge's Emma Murphy. It'll be her first in Ridge team foul five. MHMA has committed four so far. Still 4:48 to go in the opening half, and Coker will be putting in play for the Lady Ravens from their offensive baseline. Close the ball high above her head, looking to the top, brings instead to Urban on the left side. Three-point shot up and short. And Pleasant Ridge is just going to box out and let that thing go out of play on a hop. Bella Major will do the inbound work for Pleasant Ridge. 19-12. Morehill Mount Academy out front. Lots of games going on around the area. We'll kind of review that schedule tonight here in a little bit, but right now, the pass off the left block is going to be batted away, and in the process of that, Lady Ravens are going to commit a foul. Let's see against whom it is going to be called. Maybe Coker? It will be Hannah's second. She's the first Lady Raven to pick up a second foul. Ridge is going to take Emma Murphy out of the game. Mia Ernston will return for Coach Lori Gann. 4:20 to play in the half. Pleasant Ridge over to the right side will drive the baseline. Bella Major goes all the way to the baseline where Urban tries to cut her off. been to the prostate, is going to have a little too much contact. It'll be the first stop for Bethany. Half a dozen team fouls for Morehill Mount Academy. Pleasant Ridge has committed five, so we're about ready to see free throw time at 4:20 to go in the half. Pleasant Ridge comes out on top, and Scarlett Bagley was bracing up to provide a little defense, but didn't quite lay on the brakes quickly enough and kind of ran over Ava Potter, putting her at the free throw line here for the 1-1. That's going to be two fouls now for Scarlett. So Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, a couple of seniors with two fouls apiece. The free throw here's round and round and good. Ava Potter has seven and continues to lead Pleasant Ridge in scoring by a large margin. No other player for the Lady Rams with more than two right now. 4:19 to go, first half. Second free throw, wide to the right side. And a rebound on the floor is going to be taken away by Banowitz. Outlet down the court to Urban. Nicely done. Kip Banowitz, a 35-foot assist to Urban. And Bethany continues to light it up. She's in double finger scoring now with 10. 4 minutes of play in the first half. 21-13. Here's a jump shot from the left side. No good. Offensive rebound. Back on his way for three. Not going to get in. And on the rebound, jump ball call. Caitlin was really afraid that she'd committed a foul. In front of her, Ava Potter had pretty much controlled the ball. Caitlin reaches over her, but fortunately had a good handle on the ball. The official does not call the foul from behind and instead calls the jump ball. And now we're going to get another tied up basketball at the free throw line. And this time the possession arrow to the Lady Ravens. 3:36 to go in the half. 21-13. Morehill Mount Academy. There's a stopping play for a minute coming to the scorer's table. I think he wants 5 seconds added to the official clock. There it is. It was a 3:32 and he said, "Mom, with 3:37. And they do that. Rams are going to utilize this opportunity to bring Riley Cox back into the game. Here we go. MHMA up the floor, Bethany Urban. I don't think Bethany has been off the floor at all tonight. She would be the only player who has not had a stint to catch a little wind. The feed to the free throw line to Caitlin. Comes back up on top. Hope way out high. Bethany. Saved underneath by Folsom. Pushes it up and in. Caitlin will have her second bucket of the ball game. Both of them put back shots from the right side of the baseline. And at 3 minutes to play in the half, Lady Ravens have taken a double-digit lead at 23-13. Three-point shot from the other end. Coming up short for the long rebound is going to be corralled in the corner by Banowitz. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach Zoll taking a break. We're going to do it with him, Joseph, at 2:55 to go in the half here in Atchison. Girls High School Basketball, where it's MHMA 23, Pleasant Ridge 13.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, where we've got high school basketball this evening. MHMA with the lead, with the ball, and Caitlin is on the floor. Two defenders swarm on top of her. Going to call a jump ball. It'll come back again to Ridge. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the opening half. Game's moving along at a, I don't know, feels like to me a pretty rapid clip. Guys game coming up after this one. Tomorrow we've got Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio, so we'll be talking about that a little bit more as the evening wears on. Over to the left side, Pleasant Ridge way out above the three-point line. Kicks it down to the baseline. The shot from there is going to be up and good. Putting it in the bucket for Pleasant Ridge is going to be Ava Potter. She continues to be their leading scorer, now at 9 points. Urban with it out on top to Keckner. Keckner's been in the game for quite a long time to stint. Now to feed in the middle to Folsom. They'll reach in and tie her up as she has the ball down to the waist, and it'll be jump ball possession arrow back to the Lady Ravens. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the half. Quickly, Pleasant Ridge is going to race Emma Murphy to the scorer's table. And once again, you're going to get Mia Ernzen checking out for the Lady Rams. This might be an offensive-defensive kind of a switch as they need some points, trailing here by 8. The pass comes out on top. Urban, Lady Ravens with the basketball. The feed to the left side of the lane to Scarlett. Back out on top to go to Bethany. Over to the left side, Banowitz. The pass in the middle was a high-risk pass. Tried to get it to Folsom, but it really had no chance. Three defenders surrounding Caitlin, and Rams will come up with the basketball with a minute 50 to go in the half. Feed over to the left block, turning around. 180-degree spin. Shot no good. Follow shot no good. Rebound is on the floor. It's going to be taken down by Urban. She's going to race up the court, but she is 1-on-3. Skip pass over to the left side, and the Rams are going to pick it up off the dribble. Take it away and go back the other direction. Minute and a half to go now in the first half. Still a 23-15 MHMA lead. To the left side, Pleasant Ridge from the outside of the block. This time falling away. It's going to be up and good. Having gone up with two hands, Ava Potter throws it down. That little two-handed set shot. Not much for style points, but it counts all the same. And we're at a minute 15 to play in the opening half. 23-17, Lady Ravens in front. Now the pass for Folsom is going to be batted away. Trying to get it to Caitlin at the free throw line, but this time reaching around her, Maddie Hine dislodges the ball. She'll pick it up off the floor and come into the forecourt. We're at 1 minute to go in the half. Lob back over. This time to the right side of the lane. They work more toward the left tonight, Pleasant Ridge has. Now they're back to the left side where they seem to like it. The pass in the middle is going to be stolen. Here comes Scarlett. It's a one-on-one break. Bankley will stop. Put the shot up and he can't get it to fall. Rebound, Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Lady Rams. 40 seconds left. The tempo of the ball game has increased geometrically. Here's a three from the left side. No good. Follow shot. Not close. Follow shot. Not close again. And this time, the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Touch last for the Ravens. Pleasant Ridge is going to get yet more shots at it as both Coker and Cody come back into the line for Morehill Mount Academy. 27 seconds to go in the opening half, 23-17. MHMA's girls team out in front here. Going to be put in play by Pleasant Ridge from their offensive baseline, and they'll rotate it up on top. The feed to the block. Nobody down there defensively, and the easy up and in. Nicely done by Bella Major, and it is going to be now 23-19. That double-digit Lady Raven lead is gone. 8 seconds to go in the half. Here's a three from Urban. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Ridge. And I can't imagine they're going to get a shot off. They're taking way too much time. They're bringing up the court and do not shoot. And that brings us to halftime. We'll be back here in Atchison, Kansas, summarizing the opening half of the ladies' game for you as they go to the locker room. Morehill Mount Academy 23, Pleasant Ridge 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Guys, teams have come out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we've got the boys' game coming up shortly here on Care Radio after the ladies' game. That's going to be a great second half for the girls because even though MHMA had put together a 10-point lead, having been up 23-13, Pleasant Ridge closed the half on a 6-0 run and go to the locker room trailing only 5-4. Recapping the scoring for you, for Pleasant Ridge leading Lady Rams and leading all scorers, Ava Potter with 10 for in the first half for Bella Major, a couple of points apiece for Riley Cox and Mia Ernson. For the Lady Ravens, 10 points, Bethany Urban. It's Hope Banowitz on a couple of three-point shots in the opening quarter for 6, 4 in the half for Caitlin Folsom and Scarlett Bagley with 3. Fouls? No one with 3, but several with 2. For Pleasant Ridge, you got Riley Cox with a couple of fouls, and for our Morehill Mount Academy, Scarlett and Hannah Cooker each with 2. That said, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll return, bringing you the second half of the ladies' game here shortly, then the guys' game after that. But right now, with the intermission score, Moore Hill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 23, Pleasant Ridge 19. We're kicking it back to our man Josephine, the Care Radio Sports Studios, where I can hear jingle bells ready for halftime.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Pleasant Ridge at Moore Hill Mount Academy. We'll be returning to the ladies' game in just a moment. Coming up on Monday, for a rare Monday game, we've got Valley Falls at Donovan West. The girls should take to the court sometime right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court by 8. Horton at ACCHS will be our final game on Tuesday the 20th, as we have the girls taking on Holton at ACCHS at 6. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around Northeast Kansas and the scores as I have them.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, we've got third quarter scores in the Jefferson County West Tigers versus Sabetha Blue Jays girls game. The Sabetha Blue Jays are leading 29-13. In the beginning of the fourth quarter in the Hiawatha-Holton game with 5 minutes and 48 seconds left, it is Hiawatha ladies 33, Holton 21. At the half in the Donovan West Valley Heights game, it was Donovan West 23, Valley Heights 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msccsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 31 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 14. Mainly sunny skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 38. 33, chance for mixed precipitation Monday. About an inch of snow Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in Atchison, Kansas. It's currently 27.8 degrees up there. The winds are rolling at 14 miles per hour out of the west. The feels like temperature is 17 degrees. Relative humidity is reading 54%. Dew point 13 degrees Fahrenheit with a barometric pressure on the rise at 29.96 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium. And by the way, Joseph, there is no, as I try to not tear this up, is there is no echo right now, and it's all working peachy good. Lady Ravens coming out first as they go to the second half, leading it here 23-19. Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas, and high school basketball. The ladies' game getting set to go to the second half. Starting to mention there are lots of games going on around the care listening area tonight. Jefferson County North is at Oskaloosa. Valley Heights at Donovan West. Riverside at Royal Valley. Horton at Jackson Heights. You've got Atchison at Casey Sumner. Pair of the Compton at Nemaha. Other games going on around. Holton is at Hiawatha. Sabetha at Jeff West. McClout at ACCHS. So lots of games going on around the care listening area. Try to keep you up to speed if we get any of those scores in as the evening progresses. Haven't gotten any yet, so we'll kind of keep an eye out for them. That said, alternate possession is going to award the basketball to Pleasant Ridge to begin the second half. So at girls' halftime, it is Moore Hill Mount Academy 23, Pleasant Ridge 19. Now, I don't know what the real holdup is, but something. The officials are here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 players are out of the court. Everybody but Coach Gann. Now, here comes Coach Gann out. And for some reason, the pitch is just holding up the game. I'm really not sure what the delay here is. But I guess we'll get started when they're good and ready to get us going. Now they're walking over talking to Coach Gann, and I'm not sure what's holding things up. Guys game after this one, and gosh, Joseph, I was really, and again, maybe just the eternal optimist in me, I was really kind of figuring that we might get that game off, you know, a little bit on time, and maybe not. I'm not sure. The officials are still milling around now. They're going to get the ball to Pleasant Ridge. It'll be put in play at midcourt. We are underway in the second half. Ridgewood basketball. They'll feed it over to the right side. Outside the lane. Kick it back off on top where the three is launched. Missed it. They're going to get a foul on the outside on Bethany Urban. And that is going to provide Pleasant Ridge and Bella Major with three free throws. Bethany Urban will be the third Lady Raven to have picked up a second foul tonight. And Bella Major coming to the line to shoot three. First one not going to get in. Hits kind of on the left side of the rim, and it's going to carry him away. We're going to get one more shot here. Joseph, I'm going to back this one back up and bring that back up. Is going to readjust a couple things. Second free throw is going to be just a little bit short. One more free throw coming up here for Bella. She's got 4 points in the ballgame, two in each quarter on field goals. The third is airborne, and it will not go in either. Offensive rebound by Ernson, no good. Offensive rebound by the Rams, and another Raven foul. Coming to the free throw line, yeah, it's going to be Bella Major. So Bella is going to have 5 free throws here in the course of about 5 seconds. Let's see how these next two go for her. Big, deep knee bend, and perfect. She has that little sigh of relief as it falls through. Feels good to get that one to drop. Now, she'll look to start a streak of hitting free throws. The second one, short. Offensive rebound again, Rams followed up, no. Rebound is on the floor, and it'll be picked up by Urban. She'll outlet it for Coker. Kicks it down the left side, goes up with 2 hands and scores it. Hannah Coker. It's 25-20. It was 23-20. MHMA's lead as Pleasant Ridge had gone on a 7-0 run. They've been cut down to 3. Now a lob down to the baseline is going to be out of the reach of Ernzen. Mia just couldn't get to that. It was just too far away. And up with will come Morehelm Out Academy. 7:14 left in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with the basketball looking at a Pleasant Ridge zone defense. Cross-court pass down to the right side, and Scarlett couldn't quite get the handle on it. Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. Back up the floor will come Pleasant Ridge. Both teams coming into the ballgame tonight at 2-2 on the season. All of those games are conference games for both teams. Inside 7 to go in the third quarter, 25-20. Lady Ravens in front. The lob will go to the right block. Taken down there, driven across the lane. The shot is up missing. Rebound going to be saved by Major. Pleasant Ridge will feed left side of the lane. Ernston inside turning. No. Rebound. A big collision. Body's on the floor, and it's going to be on Pleasant Ridge. This foul is going to be on Bella. It will be her first foul tonight. And the first foul of the second half by Ridge. 6:44 to go in the third. Still a 25-20. Lady Raven leads. Hope Banowitz will put it in play as Coach Luke Knoll has got hope with Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, Bethany Urban, and Caitlin Folsom, his original starting five, all out there to begin the second half. Topside with it is going to be Banowitz. Ravens work way up high around the outside of the three-point circle, probably 7.5, maybe even 2 steps above the arc. They're not really challenging it. Now they'll drive to the baseline. Urban's driving layup is going to go all the way over and across the rim. Rams are going to bring it up court, coming up with that defensive rebound. 6:11 to go in the third quarter. Still a 25-20 Raven lead. They have led throughout the game by varying degrees. And here's a shot up missing, and the rebound is going to be swept down by Banowitz. And here comes Bethany Urban. 5:55 to go in the third. 25-20. MHMA has scored 2 points in this quarter, and now they're going to turn it over. A pass toward the top, gets away, rolls the length of the court, and goes out of bounds. It'll be Pleasant Ridge basketball coming and play in front of their bench. Lady Ravens only notching 7 points in the second quarter after having rolled in 16 in the first. And in the first, what, 2.5 minutes here, they've got two. Here's a bottom three. It's up and good. Pleasant Ridge, Maddie Heim finds the range. She gets her first points of the game, 25-23, and this is as close as Pleasant Ridge has been since it was 2-0 at the start of the game. They are down a pair, 25-23. Fort Hill Mount Academy's offense is really eluding them, and now as Kenan Folsom goes up with the shot, it's going to be deflected. The official on the spot says Ava Potter picks up a foul. That's going to bring Caitlin to the free throw line. Caitlin has 4 points in a ball game so far this evening, 2 in the opening quarter, 2 in the second. It'll be her first free throw opportunities of the night. The freshman puts this one up and in. 5 points, Caitlin. Lady Ravens go back up by 3, 26-23. One more shot coming up. And that one will not go in. Hits the left side of the rim, and long rebound taken down by the Ravens. So Marham Mount Academy is going to maintain possession of the basketball, leading it by 3, 26-23. Pass comes out on top. It's batted. Banowitz is able to track it down, keep it in the forecourt. Here's a 3 for Bethany Urban. That's going to come up a bit short. Offensive rebound underneath Folsom. Her pass out on top is going to be knocked away from Banowitz and out of bounds into the Ravens student section, which tonight, with the students pretty much being gone for semester break, is populated by the boys' basketball team. Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. Inside 5 to go in the third quarter. Topside with it is Urban. Feeds it to the left, and she had kicked it out onto that left wing to Hope, who is squaring it for a 3, but before that shot, we're going to have a foul by Pleasant Ridge. That is going to be Riley Cox for Pleasant Ridge. She will collect her 3rd foul. She's going to come out of the game. Maddie Heim also will come out for Coach Gann. First player on either team to reach 3 fouls. Morehead Mount Academy has 3 players with 2. Now it's her 3-point shot up for Banowitz. Too strong. Rebound Scarlett. She goes in, fouled on the floor. So there will be no free throws for her. Lady Ravens putting in a play down at the baseline. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Girls high school basketball here on Care Radio. And we are so happy to have you along with us here this evening. Going to be the second foul tonight for Pleasant Ridge and Emma Murphy. Ravens bring it in. Banowitz sends it on its way short. And a rebound underneath the Folsom. Nice little turnaround back up and in. Caitlin Folsom, 3 in the quarter, 7 in the ballgame. Pushes the Lady Raven lead back to 5 at 28-23. And we're at 4.5 minutes to play in the third. Rams with the ball way up top side. Holding it up above her head is going to be Bella Major. Not getting a lot of help. We'll swing it over to the left side. Trying to get somebody to open up underneath. They've drawn the Lady Raven defense way, way up toward the free throw line. And now, not getting the ball on the floor quickly enough. You probably hear the whistle. It's going to be a traveling call. Pleasant Ridge. Lady Ravens are going to have it back in play. And Banowitz will do the inbound work. 4:14 to play in the first half. Or in the third quarter. 4:14 to go in the third quarter. To the right block with it. Ravens now the cross court passes. Too high and long and strong and sails into the stands. It will be Pleasant Ridge basketball. Josie Sloan had been in the game for just a moment. She's out. Maddie Heim comes back in. Also back in for Pleasant Ridge is going to come Ava Potter, the team leading scorer. She'll be in for Emma Murphy. Coach Gann has a light bench. She's played 8. She's carrying 9 players with her here this evening. Inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, 28-23, Lady Ravens. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball, back on offense, dumps it over to the right side, right in front of the bench, and Coach, the feed in the middle to Ernson, dump over to the left side, driving in, gliding shot is going to go away, no good, but in the process, Maddie Heim ends up on the ground, and she's going to come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be Hope Banowitz. Only her first Lady Raven team foul 3 in the second half. Maddie Heim hitting a three-point shot earlier in this third quarter for her first point of the game. Her first free throw of the night rattles around, and it's going to be good. Heim has 4 points, and one more free throw coming up out of the lineup. We'll go Scarlett Bagley back in. It's Hannah Coker. So you got Coker and Banowitz on one side of the lane. On the other side of the lane, that Jordan Rink in here with Caitlin Folsom. Second free throw is no good. Anthony Urban is going to be up top side. This free throw rebounded down by the Ravens. Here they come. MHMA down the floor, into the middle. Banowitz, and she is going to be knocked to the floor. Jumps right to her feet. Seems to be just fine. This foul is going to be the first tonight for Pleasant Ridge's Mia Ernson. And it will be Lady Rams' fifth team foul of the second half. Still a long way to go in the third quarter. 3:31 to go. MHMA by four, and they're in control of the basketball. Clock rolling along here. Back over to the right side. Lady Ravens swing to the left. Again, what they're doing is just forcing that defense to flex one side to another, hoping to get somebody caught up in a little traffic, maybe a little slow reaction, get some kind of a good look at the rim. Comes back out on top, Banowitz, Urban. Right side is going to be Coker. Zone defense by Pleasant Ridge. Really doing a good job of keeping the Ravens out of the middle. And now as Caitlin Folsom takes the pass on the right side of the lane, she gets tangled up with Mia Ernson. They will call a travel, and back it will come to Pleasant Ridge. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. 28-24. Morecambe Academy in front by four. Here come the Rams. Pleasant Ridge works it down the left side, dumps it way deep in the corner to Bella. Major brings it off on top. She thought about three. She was wide open. Now drives to the middle and is going to be surrounded by three defenders. And Urban is going to steal it away and race up the court one on two. Urban dumps it over to the left side. Falling away. Banowitz shot up. No good. We're able to make it down. Mia Ernson and Pleasant Ridge is going to come back. 2:22 to play in the third quarter now. Rams have the basketball left wing. Back up on the sideline. Now the feet underneath. And as they try to feed it in the middle to Ernson, we're going to get Caitlin over the back. Caitlin Folsom's second foul, or excuse me, third. Let me fix that. Caitlin has three. Scarlett with two. Hannah with two. Hannah Coker with two. Bethany Urban with two. Here comes Pleasant Ridge with the ball. Still down by four. Nobody, after a really high-scoring opening quarter, nobody is lighting the thing up anymore. And a pass in the middle. Here's going to be Scarlett coming over the top. Scarlett trying to reach over Ava Potter. And she will have the foul. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the third. Still a 28-24 game. Lady Ravens have scored five in this quarter. Pleasant Ridge has scored five in this quarter. Ridge is 2 of 6 at the free throw line here in the third. Here's 3-point shot. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Ernson's going to control it down for the Rams. They'll reach it back out on top. Minute 45 to go. Quarter number three. Cutting into the lane. Now bunny hop. That was going to be a travel. Giving the official a hard look, Maddie Himes says, didn't raise that last foot up. Official says, you traveled. Here we go, minute and a half to play. Third quarter, and this time Bethany Urban very slowly, methodically, and patiently walks the ball up the floor. She'll take it down the left side of the lane, out on top. Here's a set shot, three, Banowitz won't get in. Rebound is going to be tipped out, and then lost out of bounds on Pleasant Ridge. Ava Potter tried to corral that thing and couldn't make it happen. Lady Ravens are going to bring both Nora Keckner and Tana Cody into the game with a minute 20 to play. Third quarter. Five team fouls apiece now. With, again, a minute 20 to go in the third. So you can expect a lot of fourth quarter free throws. Cody will immediately put up a 3-point shot that falls off the side of the rim. Rams will come up court with it. Down to the left side. Off on top. Pleasant Ridge is not so eager to take that long shot. And look at Scarlett Bagley swinging the elbows. reaching in on Scarlett trying to defend her was going to be Maddie Heim. Scarlett didn't want to be held. And Heim will have her second foul tonight. 57 seconds in as the Ravens come up the court. We're going to get a timeout with Coach Knowles. So we'll see what MHMA is going to have up its sleeve. The gym is really quiet going into the timeout. Usually it's a little louder than this. But Joseph, it really is a timeout. We're going to take it with 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. The score remains Far Hill Mount Academy 28, Pleasant Ridge 24.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As each quarter has gone on, the scoring in that quarter has grown smaller for him at Academy with the basketball. We'll see what Coach Nolan has scratched up here. And we're going to get an offensive foul right out of the gate. And the Ravens are going to give it back. That is going to be on Scarlett. That'll be her third foul. Back into the game for Pleasant Ridge is going to come Ava Potter. She and Emma Murphy have rotated back and forth through the course of the game here this evening. Coe into the forecourt. Ridge with the basketball, trailing it only by four. 45 seconds left in the third. The pass down low is going to be stolen by Rink. And here come the Ravens. Cody's pass to the right side to Kechner. Out on top, saved by Scarlett. Goes to the left to Coker. Scarlett starts in. Cody will launch another three. That one rather wide to the left side. Saved at the baseline and going to be knocked out of bounds by Pleasant Ridge. 19 seconds left in the third. Fort Hill Mount Academy scored 16 in the opening quarter, 7 in the second. They have now scored 5 in the third. Here's Cody's third three. That one, not going to be close. Rebounding it down again, Lady Ravens. 11 seconds, 10 seconds. Scarlett dribbling around on top with 7. Goes left side, Kechner. Top side, Cody, 3 seconds. Cody has the ball just stripped away from her. Stole it, and the shot at the buzzer is not going to count. And the Lady Ravens end the third quarter on a down note. We're taking a break. Going to the fourth at Atchison. It is Morehill Mount Academy 28, Pleasant Ridge 24.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We go to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Pleasant Ridge continues to be led by Ava Potter with 11 points. Nothing in the third quarter. Matter of fact, hardly anyone scored in the third quarter. Maddie Heim did. She got all 4 of her points in the third. And Bella Major got her only point of the game. Or no, let me fix that. She got 1 in the third. She's got 5 in the game. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 4. And we go to the fourth. MHMA is going to be out there with its original 5. Here's a pass into the corner to Banowitz. Comes out on top. Coker now playing up at the top of the key. Back to the left side. Folsom. She will drive the baseline. And we're going to get a block. It's now called on it. Mia earns it. That is team foul 7. But for that matter, both teams are at 6. So we're going to be shooting free throws for the entire fourth quarter. Guys, game may not get started as quickly as we had anticipated, as it is 7:30 right now. The front half free throws up and wide to the right side for Folsom will not go in. Caitlin with 7 points in the game. one of three at the free throw line. Here come the Rams up court with it. 7:20 to go. They're down by four. Again, it's every quarter, each team has scored fewer and fewer points. Here's a pass inside. Rams have it on the 4-1 time. Back off on top. Bridge ran outside. Here's a wide open three. Swish. Now a one-point game as Maddie Heim has scored 7 second-half points. Lady Ravens will race into the forecourt, but lead it now. 28-27. MHMA over to the left side. It's going to be Folsom with it. Quickly kicks it back out on top again to Urban. Now to the right side. It's going to be Coker. One-point ball game here in Atchison. And a pass inside is going to be batted away. Up with it will come. Mia earns it. So the center will come up court with the basketball. Kick it out on top to one of the guards. Now the driving, running shot at the baseline is up and no good. And the effort at the rebound, a Pleasant Ridge foul. It's going to be on Ava Potter. So for Ava, it is foul number 2. Back to the other end of the court we go, and back to the free throw line. For the Lady Ravens is going to come Caitlin Folsom. She'll be up there for the 1+. Out of the lineup is Potter. Back in is Murphy for Pleasant Ridge. Caitlin taking her time. Steadies it, shoots it, and it's not going to go in. Rebound, Pleasant Ridge. 6.5 to go in the game. Pleasant Ridge with the ball, trailing by 1. They've been down in this ball game by as many as 10 back in the second quarter, but have slowly trimmed the lead, and they've gotten themselves right back in this. Thinking about the shot from the top of the key, instead driving into the lane, it goes up. Doesn't go in, but a foul. And Ridge is going to come to the free throw line. Whistle is going to be on Bethany Urban. It'll be her third. Super Mario Hillmount Academy. You've got Scarlett Bagley, Bethany Urban, Caitlin Folsom, all with 3 fouls apiece. Hannah Cooker with 2. The free throw? No. So Pleasant Ridge had a chance to take a lead. Now they have a chance to tie the game. Maddie Heim is 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. Free throws have been tough for these teams tonight. This one, not too close, and a rebound, tipped around, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession, Pleasant Ridge. And quickly, Coach Gann makes 2 offense-defense switches. 6:08 to go in the ballgame. It is a 28-27 MHMA lead. Remember early in the game, we were on an 88-point pace? That's not happening here tonight. Rams will have it on the left side. The feet down to the baseline, and it's going to be out of bounds. Ravens have touched it last. Back again to Pleasant Ridge. Ava Potter will do the inbound. Dumps it over to the right side. Gets it there to Major. Bella feeds up to the free throw line. Ernston will dump it over to the left side. Back it comes to Ernston off the block. Pushes it off on top. Squaring up. It's a 3 that is very short. Rebounded off the floor. Coming up with it is Urban, and then up court with it, it's going to be stolen. The outlet pass, Arendt and the Rams are going to have the ball, and then the Ravens are going to nearly steal it away. It's going to go out of bounds. Morgan Hillmount Academy is going to get it back in. 5:39 to go. Here comes MHMA with the basketball leading by 1. They have not scored in the fourth quarter. They've only scored 5 points in the second half tonight. On the left side with it is going to be Coker. Markham out Academy back out on top. Swings it over to the right side. Banowitz into the lane. It goes to Folsom. Caitlin has it knocked out of her hands. It's going to be stolen. And it is the ball coming up the floor. They're going to say that foul. It just was called really, really late. It's going to put Caitlin at the free throw line. That ball was almost to midcourt with the official. Got the whistle blown. Second foul on Kelsey Coe. And at the free throw line, Caitlin. 1-1. This one rolls around and in. She'll earn a bonus. 8 points tonight for Caitlin Folsom. Mario Mount Academy stretches its lead now to 2. And in and out, no. It is 29-27. Here come the Rams. They trail by two. 5:10 to play. Coach Gann's going to talk about it. She walks out and says, okay, ladies, come over here. We got a few things to discuss. We're going to take a break. Joseph, there's only 5:07 to go in the ladies' game, but the guys' game's still the bottom. Your score, Morgan Mount Academy 29, Pleasant Ridge 27.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
.507 to play in the ladies' game this evening. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here at the Haverty Gym on the Moorhill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Lady Rams taking a timeout. And again, both of these teams really struggling to get any points on the board at all. It was 16-10 at the end of the opening quarter. Lady Rams scored 16 in the first, 7 in the second, 5 in the third. So far, they have scored, 1 in the fourth quarter, 3 minutes gone. For Pleasant Ridge, not so different. 10 in the first, 9 in the second, 5 in the third. And they have scored a 3-point shot here. Their only points in the fourth quarter. Rams down court. Over to the left side to Kelsey Cove. Back off on top. The feed to the free throw line to Ernson. Over to the left wing. Wanting the shot. Can't get it away. Ernson will take it into the baseline. Cuts inside. Her shot is up over the side of the rim and good. The bucket is in by Mia Ernson and we are tied at 29. First time this game has been tied since the opening moment. 4.5 to play. Here's Bethany Urban with the ball working in front of the Raven bench. Comes out on top to Folsom as Caitlin. Will dribble it, go to the right side. Underneath it goes to Scarlett. She's backing in, horses it up. Doesn't get him and somehow draws the foul. Here's the deal. Scarlett was like, I'm going to score this. I'm going to get a shot off and I'm going to go in. She had her mind made up, made it happen. It'll be the third foul on Mia Ernson for Pleasant Ridge. Scarlett's free throw rolls in. And she has put Morgan Mount Academy back in front by 1 at 30-29. 4 minutes, 18 seconds left. Second free throw for Scarlett. Not going to go in. 30-29. Here comes Pleasant Ridge up court with a basketball. Rams will walk it up the floor. Maddie Heim eases to the right side. Keeps it dribbling alive. Down long cross court pass. From one elbow to the other. Back to the right side. Top of the key they come. Back to the left. Riley Cox with it. Top side squaring up. Looking it over. Knocking it down. Big look of relief on the face of Bella Major as she throws that one through, and Pleasant Ridge is in front, 32-30. First time in the ballgame, the Ravens have trailed, and now the shot on the other end is going to be up and good. So Scarlett's going to knock down a bucket on the other end. 32-32. 3.5 to play. Got a great finish coming up here, Joseph. Down to the baseline, the Rams will go in, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Scarlett. Rams will come to the free throw line. 3:21 to play. And Carla Bagley is the first player for either team to reach 4 fouls. Jim getting pretty quiet. Riley's free throw. No good. Out of the game will come Hannah Coker, and back in from Morgan Mount Academy will come Nora Keckner. Also, Bagley will come out of the game, and in for her is Rink. Jordan Rink comes back in. Second free throw. Off the back, off the side, no good. Here come the Lady Ravens. It's still 32-32. To the right side, Kechner. Goes behind her to Rink. Out on top, Urban will launch the three. Short. Rebound underneath Rink. Pushes it up and in! Jordan Rink gets her first point of the game. 34-32. And Lady Ravens go back up by a pair. And we're inside 3 minutes to play. The pass comes out on top. Nearly lost topside. And Pleasant Ridge is going to save it. We're going to get a timeout with Coach Gann. Taking another break with the Lady Rams. 2:47 to go in this one. It's a two-point game. MHMA up 34-32.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's a 34-32 Lady Raven lead with 2 minutes and 47 seconds of play in tonight's ladies' game. The basketball belongs to Pleasant Ridge as they're down a pair and back on offense. Maddie Heim will handle it up topside. She's been pretty much running it at the one for the majority of the game. Here's Urgent off on top. Uh-oh, wind it up for three off the edge. Offensive rebound underneath by Heim. She went into the middle and came up with that board. Brings it back on top. Now Heim will launch three off the rim and then over the top of the backboard and over the back. So the Rams taking a couple of cracks at it from long range, neither of which was able to go in. Back up with it will come the Lady Ravens. 2:20 to go. Still a 34-32 MHMA lead. Up on top with it, Caitlin Folsom. Right side to Rink. To the right block. Backing in Kechner. Gets double teamed. Falls. Is there no travel? Apparently not. Lady Ravens do not turn it over. They're going to continue possession. The shot from the left side will miss by Banowitz. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. Racing up court with the basketball is going to be Major. And her outlet pass just kind of sailed on her. Gets out of bounds, out of the reach of all of her teammates, and it will come back again to Marhill Mount Academy. Kechter will exit the game. Back in comes Coker. 1:50 to play. Time now becoming quite the essence. Here's a drive to the baseline. The running shot for Urban won't fall in, and the rebound taken away by Pleasant Ridge and Maddie Heim. Rams weaving their way into the forecourt. The feet over to the left side. High risk pass right into the hands. Taken away by Coker. She'll race it down the court. Come in from the right side. Goes in. Hits contact. Doesn't hit the shot, but coming to the line for two. We're down now to 1:29 to play. The whistle is going to be on Maddie Heim. And now we're at the point with 1:29 left in the game. Three fouls, probably not the big deal it might have been a little earlier. Coker's free throw, no. Marhill Mount Academy continues to be a team struggling at the free throw line. Not just tonight, but so far this season, they've had a hard time of it. One more shot coming up for Hannah, and she'll get it. Third point of the ballgame for Hannah Coker, and it is 35-32. We've got 1:25 to play here in Atchison. Don't go away, though. The guys' game coming up after this one. Cross-court pass stolen by Banowitz. The pass was a little bit short. Banowitz down the court, 1-on-3, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach Knoll thought she was going to shoot the ball, and he says, take a timeout. And so he stops that drive, and we're going to take a break with 1:15 to go with the ball game. It remains MHMA 35, Pleasant Ridge 32.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
75 seconds to play in this ladies' game. 35-32 MHMA in front. Lady Ravens have led for almost the entire game. However, just a little bit ago, we saw Pleasant Ridge take a short-lived lead at 34-32. Or rather, 32-30. 32-30. Now the Ravens have come back to score five in a row. MHMA for the basketball. They just got to run clock now. Leading it by three. They've got an in play on the right side. Coker shoots and scores. Hannah Coker. Coming up big here in the late going of the ball game. Makes it now 37-32. 48 seconds left. Ram straight away from the top. Three up short. Rebound. Save by Ridge. Now loose on the floor. Going into the backcourt. Rink will pick it up. Dumps it over to the left side, and we're going to get another Raven timeout. Coach Knowles saving his team again, and we're going to take another break. Down to 38 seconds left. It remains MHMA 37, Pleasant Ridge 32.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Oh, Joseph, I hope you brought some snacks along with you, maybe some chips or a nice yogurt, perhaps, you know? Because you're going to be in there a while. We have got a ways to go. Not only is the ladies' game not done, we still got the guys' game coming up here on CARE Radio. It is going to be, it'll be well after 8 o'clock by the time the guys' game gets underway tonight. But it's okay. It's a Friday night full of fun. Where better to be? Having a high school basketball contest in mid-December. 37-32, Lady Ravens by 5. 38 seconds left. It'll be put in play in front of the scorers table. And it will be Banowitz to inbound. She'll take it into the backcourt to Bethany Urban. Bethany loses a handle on the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds to Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Rams. Coach Gann on her feet. Is she went a timeout? No, she's just trying to get her players where she wants them. They're coming up the court. Here's Pleasant Ridge with the ball. Gonna have to get a couple of shots away. Into the lane. A runner for two. Got it! Big 2-point shot by Maddie Heim. 37-34. 17 seconds. 16 seconds. The ball at midcourt. They haven't been able to commit the foul. 13 seconds, and there it comes. They did not foul the player they wanted to foul, but instead have been forced to foul one of the better free throw shooters, maybe the best free throw shooter out on the court right now for MHMA, and that is going to be Bethany Urban. Bethany, 1 of 1 at the line. Bethany hasn't scored in the second half yet tonight. Change that right there. Hit the first free throw. That's a big one, making it a two-possession game with 11 seconds left. Bethany had 10 points at halftime. And that is her first second-half point. It's now 38-34. This one up. Doesn't go in. Rebound, Ridge. 10 seconds. They're down by four. The feet over to the left block. On the court once. Shot is up, missing. Rebound, Ravens. 2 seconds, one. That's it. Final score tonight. Morehill Mount Academy wins it. 38-34 over Pleasant Ridge. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium, where tonight, Mar Hillmount Academy took a big lead early. They were up 16-10 at the quarter. They were up 23-19 at the half. Pleasant Ridge would not go away. Rams took a lead late in the ball game, but the Ravens came back, hit some big shots down the stretch, and win it 38-34. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Pleasant Ridge, 11 points tonight for Ava Potter, 9 for Maddie Hyman, 8 for Bella Major. Followed then by Mia Ernstens, 4 and 2 for Riley Cox. For Mar Hillmount Academy, 11 tonight for Bethany Urban, 8 for Caitlin Folsom, and half a dozen apiece. Hope Banowitz and Scarlett Bagley, 5 tonight for Hannah Coker. Free throws were the difference in the game. Either team that had hit their free throws tonight could have won. Mar Hillmount Academy, 7 of 14. Half of their free throws. Pleasant Ridge, 3 of 10 at the free throw line. And again, in a 5-point game. Hey, your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight with 1 point late in the game. The point that made it a 2-possession lead for the Lady Ravens. Bethany Urban with 11, leading scorer in the game. She is your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Stick around. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We're going to have boys high school basketball coming up next on K-Radio. Getting a final score in the ladies' game. MHMA 38, Pleasant Ridge 34. We're returning here in about 12 minutes. So right now, back we go to Joseph and Acare Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.